Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back on a throw. Jones is there. It's caught. Julio stays in. Hit the pylon. Touchdown, Atlanta.
It's time for the Falcons flyover.
A complete recap of today's game as we check in with Coach Quinn, quarterback Matt Ryan, and more Falcons.
As we also get your take on today's game. The Falcons flyover is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. This is the Falcon flyover. I'm your host, Thomas Mott. We are inside the Kia Studios right now. We are live and we are rolling until 3 a.m. on the East Coast. Listen, what a football game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. How's your heart rate? How's your pulse? How's your cholesterol? You guys feeling okay out there in Falconland? Oh, my goodness. We're going to have tons of reaction. We will take tons of phone calls in this show. That's the point of this show. But here's the deal. Don't be picking up the phone right now and calling in and yelling at me that I'm not putting you on first, because we got to do the highlights. After the highlights, though, it's all yours, baby. I will put as many people on as possible. You can call in. You can text in at 404-741-0929, because the Falcon Flyover is built for you, fans. And this game has so much to get into, so much to talk about, that we are going to dive into every single aspect, every single area. But the first thing we have to do here is give you the full highlights of what happened just a couple of really hours ago at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Are you ready? Let's go. Well, it started off pretty good. You go back to last week and, you know, Matt Ryan was sacked on the opening drive, the opening play, really, against the Falcons, and then he had a blocked punt, and it was a disaster. Falcons opening drive, 11 plays, 43 yards, and this Matt Bryant 50-yard field goal to put the Falcons up 3-0.
Josh Harris will snap, Foster spots, drive is away by Bryant, and it is perfect. Right down the slot for Matt Bryant.
Wes Durham on the call for all of these highlights there on the Falcons Radio Network. 3-0 was good, right? I said it on my show, Ready or Mott. The Falcons would need to get a lead to have a shot, because we knew this Eagles offense was very, very potent. What happened, though, on the next Eagle drive? 5 plays and a punt. Falcons back on the field, 6 plays and a punt, and suddenly we have a defensive battle. The big news early on in this football game, the Eagles were without star wide receiver Alshon Jeffrey and without star wide receiver DeSean Jackson for the majority of this football game, and it showed early on the Eagles' second drive. Carson Wentz, on the 5th play of this drive, was looking for an open receiver down the field and didn't find a receiver. He instead found Desmond Trufant.
So here is 3rd and 8 now. Wentz has got Sproles in the backfield with him. Pressure coming, and Wentz escapes. Now going to throw for Arcega-Whiteside, and it's intercepted. Desmond Trufant.
Carson Wentz was under pressure all night. It was night and day. The Falcons' offensive line protecting Matt Ryan compared to last week. And I'll be honest, the Falcon defensive line last week was atrocious. This week was as impressive as possible. As the pressure there, Wentz got away from it, but then through the interception, the Falcons still led 3-0. We had to wait a while because the Falcons, you know, 3 and out. The Eagles had to tie it up with a field goal at 3-3, and then the Falcons missed a field goal. So we're going through into the second quarter, and then Carson Wentz gets the ball, first play of another drive, more pressure up the gut, and a really weak throw here by Carson Wentz that ended up back in the hands of Desmond Trufant.
Wentz wants to throw on first down. Pressure coming, cuts it loose down the field. Trufant's got another one. Desmond Trufant, 40, 45, keeps his feet, tries to cut back. There's a flag down, and it's thrown from deep center field behind Trufant after his second interception.
2 interceptions on the night for Desmond Trufant, a guy who had 0 interceptions last year. The Falcons were driving and in business. 5 plays, 64 yards, and Matt Ryan had this 34-yard beauty to Calvin Ridley to put him up 10-3.
Snap to Ryan. Philly brings four. Matt going to cut it loose. There's Ridley. Caught it. Did he hang on? Sure he did. Touchdown, Atlanta. Ronald Darby had a great seat because Calvin Ridley was a stride and a half in front of him.
Right in front of Ronald Darby. You heard the call there by Wes Durham on the Atlanta Falcons radio network. Ronald Darby is the Eagles' best cornerback, and they ate his lunch all evening. And you're sitting there and you're going, whoa, Falcons are up 10-3. The Eagles can't move the football. We might have something going here at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Next couple of drives before halftime, the Eagles finally got a field goal after a Matt Ryan interception on the tip drill. And you go into halftime up 10-6 over Philadelphia, and you start sitting there wondering what kind of Eagles squad is going to come out after halftime. They got the ball, but the problem was down 10-6 on the opening kickoff, Corey Clement of Philadelphia did this.
On the kick, Corey Clement at the 10. 15, Clement trying to start to the right side, works around the edge, now trying to push it across the 30, fumbled the ball, and Sherrod Neesman fell on it for Atlanta. How about that?
Rookie cornerback Kendall Sheffield punched the ball out. That gave the Falcons beautiful field position. Already up 10-6, only took three plays, 33 yards, and Matt Ryan found his first touchdown pass to Julio Jones of the night.
Jones right, two receivers to the left. Ryan looks, sets, throws, caught! Julio Jones! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Boy, that is just Matt Ryan and Julio Jones playing in the backyard is all that is, Wes.
Early on in the third quarter, the Falcons had a 17-6 lead. And guess what? The defense kept producing because the next time the Eagles got the football, six plays, 13 yards, and another punt. You're sitting there, I'm watching this game at home, and I'm going, wow, Matt Ryan's about to march right down the field and put this game on ice. The problem was Matt Ryan did anything but put the game on ice because he threw another interception, this one to Ronald Darby.
Eagles look like they're going to bring an extra guy here. Here they come. Ryan's got to cut it loose. Julio on the run and underthrown. The pick by Darby. Circling back to the far side. 35, 30, 25, and Jones tackles him at the 29.
That really gave the Eagles life. We have to give credit where credit is due. The Eagles defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, early on in the second half, called a near-perfect game until later, which we'll get to, but they were coming after Matt Ryan every single play, and we have to give credit to the Eagle cornerbacks early because Julio Jones had a lot of one-on-one opportunities and wasn't getting the football because the pressure was coming from all different angles. The problem, though, Matt Ryan's second interception gave the Eagles life. They marched right down the field, and Carson Wentz finally gets it in the end zone on a four-yard touchdown pass to Nelson Aguilar.
Sanders in the backfield, Ertz and Hollins to the left, snap to Wentz, looks left, bounces in the pocket, throws, caught, touchdown, Aguilar on the back line. Atlanta lost communication on Aguilar coming through the backside, and now I believe Philly's going to go for two.
And they did go for two. Carson Wentz diving for the end zone, did not get there because the rule is he gave himself up early, so the Falcons still held on to a very small lead, 17-12. Falcons get the ball back. They start marching down the football field. Matt Ryan picking and choosing his way against this Eagles defense. Gets them into the red zone. And his third interception comes at the worst time possible.
Ryan with Freeman in the backfield. Snap to him. Philly trying to get there. Ryan flips it. Intercepted. Nathan Gary in the end zone and tackled by Stocker.
His arm might have gotten hit by Brandon Graham. If it did, it was very, very minute. And the Eagles again had life down 17-12. The problem is another three and out. Tack McKinley, Vic Beasley, Grady Jarrett, they were all over the place in this Falcon defensive line. They got the ball back, but the Eagle defensive line had stiffened. Three and out again by Atlanta. And now Carson Wentz, classic Carson Wentz drive, marches all the way down the field and sneaks it in for this touchdown to give the Eagles their first lead of the football game.
Kelsey, the center in there. They take Aguilar in motion. Wentz will dive for the score. Marker down. Wentz is going to spike it. It might be on Philadelphia.
No, it's on us.
No,
it's
on Atlanta. Matter. Wentz looks right. Throws. Caught. Ertz. 20-17.
20-17. Philadelphia had its first lead, but it came with 3:13 to go in the football game. Plenty of time for Matt Ryan and Julio Jones. Only down three. If you'll go to tie it, a touchdown to win it. Now, this was a fascinating, really final drive by the Atlanta Falcons in this football game. They moved the ball a little bit, but Matt Ryan was constantly had pressure in his face and got to a point where it was fourth down and three inside, basically at midfield, but still on the Atlanta side of the football field. The Eagles again showed pressure. They showed that zero look. It was man coverage on the outside. Matt Ryan saw it. Matt Ryan diagnosed it. He walked up to the line, changed the play, alert, alert, checked out of it, and did this to Julio Jones.
Three on the play clock, two, one, snap to Ryan. Here comes Philly. Quick throw. This is Julio Jones. 45, 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Atlanta. Holy goodness smokes.
What a great call by either Matt Ryan or Dirk Cutter or both.
Jake Matthews might have had the block of the year that sprung the screen pass to Julio Jones open 54 yards. And I believe on that touchdown, he set a Falcons receiving record by passing his mentor at one point, Roddy White. The problem was there was still 2 minutes left, including the two-minute warning. The Eagles had two timeouts, and Carson Wentz in the fourth quarter had really started to heat up. On second down and eight, Wentz looked to his left, had a wide-open Nelson Aguilar, and it went through his hands. That would have been a walk-in touchdown. Might have been the ball game, but the ball bounced Atlanta's way. Then they got to fourth and 14, and Carson Wentz did a unbelievable job getting the ball out back to Nelson Aguilar. First and 10 inside the red zone. I'm going, oh my goodness, they're going to blow this game. Falcons defense stiffens. They get to Carson Wentz for a big sack by Vic Beasley, who had himself an excellent football game. And on fourth and eight, Carson Wentz went to a security blanket. Zach Ertz needed eight, and you'll hear only got seven.
Fourth and eight at the 16. Game may be in the balance. Wentz throws, caught. Ertz is going to be stopped, shy of the first down, I believe. Here's the result.
After review, the ruling on the field stands. Atlanta football, first down.
Ball game.
And Wes Durham said it 100% correct. Ball game. The Atlanta Falcons survived 24-20. They moved to 1-1 and are tied atop the NFC South on a day that Tampa already won on Thursday, but lost week one. They're 1-1, and a very bad day for the New Orleans Saints as they lost up in Los Angeles and might have lost Drew Brees as well. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Those are your highlights. That's how it went down in what was one of the most bizarre Eagles-Falcon games we've seen, and yet the past two have been absolutely insane. Oh my goodness, like my heart is still pounding from what happened. The thing about this is, and this is just a quick instant reaction because, again, we'll start taking phone calls. You guys can call in 404-741-0929. We'll take phone calls all during the next segment. Let me just say this. They call me Hot Take Tommy at this station because apparently I do hot takes even though I don't think that I do. But let me just put this one out for you guys to hear. That was a must-win game for the Atlanta Falcons. That might have just saved their season. What would we be talking about right now if Nelson Aguilar catches that touchdown pass? Or Zach Ertz gets the first down, because I truly believe first down and 10 from about the 12-yard line, Wentz is going to go down and score and win this football game, right? I mean, we hate to say it, but I believe it. The narrative right now would have been Matt Ryan's three intercept. That would have been the entire narrative. That's all we would have taken calls on would have been Matt Ryan's interceptions. And yet here we are. Matt Ryan is the hero. Matt Ryan hangs in there, checks the play, changes the play at the line, and finds Julio Jones on a screen pass for 54 yards and a touchdown. That, again, 0-2 is not the death penalty, but it's basically a death wish in the National Football League because, again, teams that start 0-2 only make the postseason 10% of the time. 1-1 is a completely different story. To get out with a win against a team that you're going to be battling with for a wild card potential spot coming forward in the postseason, right? Because now you hold the tiebreaker over Philadelphia. To get a win tonight, albeit with a ton of injuries, albeit with, you know, Caleb McGarry going down and then coming back and then the drop by, all that mess that happened, the Falcons hang on. The resilience was there. The bounce back from the Vikings game was absolutely insane, and we have to give credit where credit is due. The Falcons might have just saved their season tonight and have a real shot now in what is a very, very depleted NFC South. 404-741-0929, the number to get in on the conversation. Here's the deal, though. I've talked too much. I'm being told I have 1 minute left before we go to break. Okay, listen, Mark, Robert, I see everyone calling in. Get your phone calls on. Talk to my producer, Greg Patton. You're going to have to sit tight for like 5 minutes, and then I'm going to go all the way down the line. It's callers, callers, callers coming up next. Get your phone calls in right now, 404-741-0929. Baby, this is the Falcon flyover on one of the biggest wins of the Falcons. You know, short, small season, but it's a huge, huge night. I want to talk to you, the fans. I want to know where you were. I want to know what you think, and I want to know how excited you are, how big of a win this is for the Falcons. Get your phone calls in now, 404-741-0929. You'll stay on hold. I'll get to every single one of you. That's coming up next. This is the Falcon Flyover on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
And the final snap of the game, and the ball game is over.
Talking about today's game here
on the Falcons Flyover. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Yes, you know we're live inside the Kia Studios right now in the Falcon Flyover, rolling with you guys until 3 a.m. here on the East Coast. I am your host, Thomas Mott, at 929 The Game to follow the station on Twitter, at Real Thomas Mott to give me a follow as well. You guys know how this show works. It's all about you, the caller. I got a lot of people lined up, but if you want to call in right now, 404-741-0929. I want your guys' reaction to what happened last night. Let's go out to Powder Springs and bring in Mark. He's first. Mark, you're up. How is that heart rate feeling right now? Has it calmed down yet?
No, I haven't. First of all, that was one of the greatest football experiences I've ever had.
Yes.
I was literally in the first row in the north end.
Really?
So when Julio scored that touchdown,
oh,
it was like
goodness.
50 feet from me.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so it was just awesome. Okay, so obviously, you know, the excitement was great, but there was some negatives, obviously, when we almost gave up the game-winning touchdown going back the other way. So, I mean, it's great to see the Falcons bounce back. It's great to see them have a much better performance, but there's also the negative in that when we needed a big play, we got a big play from Vic Beasley on the sack, and then we got the long play going back the other way. It's like, come on, guys, it's just the last play. You knock that pass down, the game's over, right? So we gotta make sure that we can finish the game. We got to have a finishing play, finishing series of plays to close out the game.
Hey, Mark, listen, I totally agree. I appreciate the phone call there. We're going to keep rolling through these. But Mark makes a great point. Like, there were a lot of opportunities for the Falcons to lose that football game, especially late. You could not let Aguilar be that open on the left side of the field. He dropped it, thank the Lord. And you could not let him get behind the defense on fourth and 14 to put them in basically touchdown range because they're inside the red zone. If Zach Ertz is one half a foot, maybe, further up on his route, it's a first down from the 9-yard line, first and goal, and they have four shots. And what did they do last year in the postseason against the Bears? Four shots inside the red zone, first and goal, second and goal, third and goal, fourth and goal, touchdown, and they won the football game. So it's a great, great win, but there's still some things to clean up. But I think the big thing here is the night and day difference from what we saw last week to this week. Last week, we're ready to jump off a cliff. This week, we have a chance at the NFC South crown. Let's keep going out here to the phone lines. Robert in Atlanta has been waiting. Robert, what was the biggest difference maker in this football game?
I just want to say I was a little further back on the same end zone from Mark. I was about 29 rows back. But anyway, it was still great to be there. For me, we got our nose punched in last week.
Yes.
And to come back with another loss, for that point, I will agree with you. That made it a must-win because we had to get a win after losing the way we lost. I mean, even though they didn't come back, if they could have come back, they didn't. That's all that matters, because if they had come back on us again and we had lost that game, that would have been pretty demoralizing, and it would have been very difficult for fans and the players to really play well after another loss. So that made it a big win, must-win for me.
I'm just not sure. Sorry. Go ahead.
Great being there. I was going to say it was great being there.
Hey, listen, I am jealous of you being there, and I'm glad that you got to witness it in the end zone that Julio ran towards. And listen, it's easy to go out here and be like, oh, you know, it's not a must win. We would have been fine. Guys, this was a must win for the Atlanta Falcons, 100%, because they played so well. Just think about the narrative right now. They played so darn well, and yet Matt Ryan still threw three interceptions. And the defense still, despite being amazing, had a chance to give the game up late. Just imagine the feeling here in Atlanta had they given this one up and been 0-2. It's night and day. This was a must win. This gives them so much life going forward into the next part of the schedule, because at Indy next week is going to be hard. Indianapolis lost today, but it's still good. Actually, sorry, Indy won today against Tennessee, but it's still good. This was a must win, a night and day difference between last week and this week. Atlanta Falcon fans should be back on the playoff hype train wagon, whatever you want to call it, because this gets them in a good spot going forward. All right, let's keep going here. Zach in Athens has been waiting. Zach, you are on. Talk to me about this football game.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Sorry, my voice is totally gone.
I understand. I understand.
I was in section 324. I actually saw both the first touchdowns in my end zone, and then the last truly touchdown, I saw that go the other way. Main thing I want to say is that I had a lot of Philly fans around me, and we could not lose that game.
No.
Because I was talking a lot of trash.
I know.
And it was just extremely satisfying when Julio took that last touchdown to the house, and they just got quiet. It was awesome.
It's a hard walk out of a stadium of an opposing team when you are talking trash and you think you're going to go into their house and steal one, and you're marching down the field to win, and then you lose. It's a brutal walk out of there for all the Eagle fans. Now we don't care, right, because we won the football game. But that's a tough walk to do. I think some Falcon fans have done that one before. It's just gut-wrenching, and the Eagle fans are crushed right now. But just the fact that it was Julio Jones. Think about that for a second before we keep going back to the phone calls. Just the fact that it was Julio Jones who makes the play on fourth down and three. When he has a good game, yes. But did Julio Jones dominate this football game? I would argue no. I'd argue the Eagles secondary did their best job in 3 years on Julio Jones. But it was Julio Jones who made the difference there. It was Jake Matthews who got out there on a block on the left side of the field and sprung him free for the eventual game winner. Unbelievable. I want to keep going out here. Let's go to Larry in Tennessee. He is up next. Larry, you're on. I don't think Larry's on. Hang on. Let's see if we can get Larry back there. Let's go to James in Atlanta. James, you are on, man. How worried were you when Wentz started marching down the field on that final drive?
Honestly, I wasn't worried at all, bro.
Really?
And let me tell you why. Because I called you last week, and I told you that the Falcons were going to turn into the 2009 Saints.
I remember.
What I meant by that was 60-30 pass-run ratio. We're going to put the ball in Matt Ryan's hands, and we're going to live and die with it. I want the Falcon fans to realize that this is what you're going to see from now on. Running game, Devontae Freeman, Edo Smith, I love them. They're doing their thing. But this is going to be Matt Ryan, Julio Jones, and our air raid system. We need to go ahead and air it out and put the ball in Matt Ryan's hands. In a good fight, you give some and you take some. So Matt Ryan gave a couple of interceptions, but we still had 300-something yards. We still had great offense. We still had great pace. And like I said, man, we need to go ahead and turn into the 2009 Saints, man. No passing. I mean, no running the ball. I understand we have to do it, but let's pass the ball to set up the run. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey, listen, James, I totally agree. I remember you calling in because you had said the 2009 team, and I was like, hey, I would love to see it. 57 yards rushing for the Atlanta Falcons. Devontae Freeman, a non-factor again. That's a worry. Devontae Freeman did nothing last week, nothing this week. And so you sit there, and it's like, well, let's see when we actually get a running game. But you didn't actually need it because they were just fine and able to hold on and get the win. We'll take one more here before a quick break. Chandler has been waiting the longest. Chandler, you are up right now. Talk to me about how worried you were on that final Wentz drive. Chandler, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, turn the radio down and then talk, okay?
All right.
There you go. All right, go for it. You're on the Falcon Flyover.
Hi, what's up? I'm Chandler. I was at the game, an Eagles fan, Fly Eagles Fly. But all I got to say is the Falcons, they were playing tough, but they pretty much were trying to give the game away at the end there. It's like terrible defense. Like, how long can you keep Matt Ryan around? I feel like he really didn't play that impressive in the second half. And if it wasn't for the Eagles being so banged up, losing all their offensive weapons, defense playing bad, I think the Falcons really gave that game away.
Hey, listen, I don't know how many Eagle fans we want to have on here, but I appreciate you calling in. Listen, the Eagles were beat up. Let's just, no Alshon and no DeSean Jackson is a big deal. because that's a very big part of the Eagles' offense. But this whole, the Falcons were trying to give it away. They still got the game-winning touchdown. Right? Now, I appreciate all the Eagles fans driving home right now, listening on 92.9. I hope you guys have a good rest of the season. Just not tonight. You can keep calling in, though. I'll still put you on 404-741-0929. All right, quick break. Ray, Larry, Jim, and Tom are still waiting. I'll get to you guys next. That's coming up next. The Falcon Flyover on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. 92.9TheGame.com. Thomas Mott with you here on the Falcon Flyover live inside the Kia Studios. I'm going to try and squeeze in a phone call here. I got Larry and Ray lined up. I'll take Larry first, then we'll do the break, and then Ray to start the 2 o'clock hour. You guys can always call in and react. We need more phone callers. How do you feel about the game? Where's your confidence in the Falcons going into week 3 at 1-1? 404-741-0929. Let's bring in Larry. He's been waiting the longest. Larry, you are up. Talk to me about this football game.
Hey, Tom, how's it going in there?
Man, it's going well. We're all happy because, thank goodness, we are not 0-2.
I agree with you. And you talk about confidence in the Atlanta Falcons. I don't have much.
What?
But I will say we got Julio Jones, though.
Wait. Let's just start with this. You just watched that football game where the Falcons beat a very good Eagles team, and you say you don't have any confidence, but you do have confidence in Julio Jones. Is it because of Matt Ryan's 3 interceptions? What's the deal?
It is. First 2 weeks, Matt Ryan ain't really showed us much, but I think he did all right.
Okay. You think, that's fair. So then going forward, at 1-1, let me just ask you this. Is this a playoff team? What you saw on the field tonight, is this a playoff team, or do you think they're going to fizzle out?
They might make it.
All right.
I don't know. It's too early to tell.
Yeah, hey, I will give you that one. I don't know if I'm going to go as far as you did with Matt Ryan, but – I'll agree with, thank goodness we have Julio Jones, baby. Thank goodness we have Julio Jones. All right,
yes,
Larry.
Sir. Hey, man, appreciate you taking the call, man.
No worries. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Quick break here. I see the phone callers lining up. Sit tight. Get your calls in, 404-741-0929. We'll do a Matt sports flash here, and then we'll come back to start the 2 a.m. hour and take the rest of the phone calls as well. So call in, 404-741-0929. It's the Falcon Flyover, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.